And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're at the Kona Kai Resort, the beautiful Kona Kai Resort right here on Shelter Island in San Diego. We're going to have a great show, live show. We're at the Paloma Pool here, which is right next to the marina on a beautiful morning here in San Diego at a beautiful resort. And we have Doc Master Adam Vivas, Steve Pinard from here, and also the one and only Pete Grosbeck, world legendary fisherman here. We're going to have a great show talking fishing here. And come on down. We have some great prizes to give away, too. So stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at the Kona Kai in San Diego, and man, what a facility this is.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful spot, and we're right at the Paloma Pool Bar, which is along the marina. Well, let's let Adam Vivas talk about it, Dockmaster for the Kona Kai. Good morning, Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, and Steve Pinard is here, too.
Good morning.
He's also one of the managers here at the resort. So describe how people find the Paloma Pool Bar where we're broadcasting right now.
Well, it's right on the waterfront. It's between the marina office and the main building of the resort. So all you need to do is find your way onto the property, walk towards the water, and head basically towards the resort. And we are in the pool area with the glass surrounding it. So it's really the only group, or not a group, but gathering right now that's going on the property by the water. So
things are quiet around here.
Yeah.
But the resort's booming right now, though.
Yeah. They've made some real changes, obviously, with the current times, and they're staying as full as they can. They've put a lot of extra effort into sanitizing and you know, being compliant with today's regulations. And the pools are open. The resort, the restaurant is open. They have seating inside. And they are really trying to touch base on the staycation situation here.
Nice.
And get the locals to come down. They got a bunch of cool programs going on. The school at the pool, work from the hotel, and Park It in Paradise are three of the programs they got going on. They're based on, you know, the demands right now and the current situation going on. The school at the pool is a homeschool could be a challenge. Take a break from the monotony and reward your children with school at the pool. So that's kind of where they're heading. You know, they've developed these marketing programs based on current times. And, yeah, it's been business as usual.
So they have some pretty cool programs. Steve, talk a little bit about those. Just kind of a little stay-at-home getaway here at the Kona Kai Resort, right?
Yeah.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swim Baits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength reef boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, I think we're rolling now.
Yeah,
Feeling good?
We've got a little bit of technical problems here. We're still live. That's live radio here at the remote Kona Kai Resort. We're here with Dockmaster Adam Vivas, Steve Pinard, and the one and only Pete Grossbeck. And we were talking about these kind of cool things that the Kona Kai has, Adam. Let's talk for a minute about what it's like to have a boat here at the Kona Kai. What do you get? I mean, why should somebody have a boat here at the Kona Kai Marina?
It's one of those great places that incorporates a resort atmosphere, and it's more than just the place to store your boat. It's the total package. You get access to the pool. There's a workout facility. We have a restaurant on site and rooms available. So I mean, it's a really great place. It's accommodating. The level of boats and the level of tenants here is just beyond belief as far as quality. I mean, you see all the latest and greatest in the fishing gear and the boats, and there's tons of information on the dock if you're an avid fisherman. I mean, it's becoming kind of the sport fishing hub of San Diego, I think.
I wouldn't even say becoming. I mean, this is it. Like, this is the spot. If you've got the boat, this is the facility to keep it at.
Yeah, no, it's I'm like a little kid when I walk down the docks. I just can't believe some of the boats, and I mean, it's just beautiful. You really do see the latest and greatest. I mean, we have some really great customs here, representation of all the major brands. We have, brokerage on site that deals with Cabo, Hatteras, Albemarle, and Regulator. So, I mean, there's just a wealth of information, and it's just the spirit. The sport fishing spirit is really high here. I mean, you watch my security cameras, and people are just wheeling bluefin off the dock every day. I mean, it's like, just crazy.
And the other thing, too, the docks are new. They keep them in shape, and one of the big things too is you feel safe here too. I mean, there's a lot of marinas in town where, let's just face it, there's a little bit of activity, shall we go, that we don't like. But Adam keeps a pretty close tie on what's going on the docks.
I try to. I mean, the challenges are daily, but that is part of our plan. You know, we want to make it a fully recreational place, and we do take safety into consideration. I mean, we vet our tenants with the same technology they use to vet people renting, a residence. And I mean, we do full background checks, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it really is. There's a lot of money, and there's a lot of stuff on the line here, and we want our tenants to feel safe, and we want them to have the best of the best and feel comfortable keeping it here.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So
now, Pete, I think you said that obviously it's 520 slips here. Beautiful. The marina's 10 years old. It's all beautiful concrete docks, and we keep the place pretty spotless. We have a really big maintenance crew. They do an amazing job, so it's clean. There's plenty of parking. Of course, on weekends in the summer, it's a little tough, but for the most part, I would tell you, it's better parking than any other marina in Southern California, probably.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm
going to say, having a boat here, the only days that I've ever had problem getting parking here are 4th of July. And like Labor Day.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And it's just hilarious when people come up and complain about that.
Yeah.
So, but it's also matched up with a beautiful, resort. So you get a resort lifestyle, beautiful marina. Let's also keep in mind it's the closest one to the ocean. You're not blazing through anywhere. I mean, it's right there, bait barge around the corner,
exactly.
and you're gone.
Pearson Fuel, the best fuel dock
around. Super convenient.
Yeah.
It's in great, beautiful shape. We keep it that way. And you get to have the resort lifestyle rolling up to, the pool. Up here, you get discounted rooms.
So that's all included with your boat slip?
Yeah.
So you get they have an outdoor gym now.
Yep.
They have the beautiful pool and with the palapa bar.
Yep.
You get discounts at the restaurant.
Pretty healthy discount on a room.
Yeah.
It's all part of it. And obviously COVID's going to change up a little bit, but I mean, it's that beautiful health club and spa and everything. You get, just like you said, the pool and it's a pretty good package, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. And if you want to do some family stuff, they've got some special family stuff going on here. I know you bring Ben's here, your son Ben.
Yes,
he,
I know.
He's
Joyce.
A regular at the pool, right?
He is. Yes, he is.
Does everybody know Ben at the pool?
He is a regular.
Yeah,
up there.
Yeah. And it's a great place to have your family.
Yeah, no doubt.
Super safe and super accommodating. The people are great. So so now the big questions, Adam. Are there slips available? Can you actually get into
them? Today we have four. Available.
Four available.
Four available.
So how does one get a slip here?
Well, we're completely automated. So you go online and you fill out the application, konakaimarina.com, and all of our documents, contracts, all that stuff is done virtually. So, which actually is great for the current times, you know. So you can just go on there, fill out the application, put your boat information, and we'll run a check like we discussed. And if there's available space, we'll bring you in. But yeah, that's basically it. It's very, very straightforward. If you call up and want to know what slips are available, we can give you that information. There's a map on the website where you can see where it's located. Obviously, okay. If you want to come down and be walked down to the slip and take a tour, we're always happy to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever it takes, we're available by phone, internet, and, stop in. We're open 8 to 5.
And if you don't, have a slip available immediately, just get on the list and you'll be in touch with them.
Yep. Yeah. Get on the list and get all your ducks in a row, and when something comes open we can pull the trigger, and it's pretty seamless once you get all that information to us.
Fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today live at the Konakai Resort. Come on down and join us. We have Steve, we have Adam, and of course Pete Grossbeck here, and of course you guys out there, thank you very much. And some amazing prizes.
Boy.
Tommy P and the Cowboy are giving away some stuff today.
Some high end, yeah. It's going to be a great time, and we want to have you come join us. It's super easy to find. We're right at the end of Shelter Island. You can't miss Konakai. It is the nicest place on Shelter Island. And come on down. And, boy, like you said, giving away some amazing prizes. Every person that steps up to the microphone to ask a question today is going to be eligible to win a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is a very cool prize because you're going to get a certificate that's good for absolutely any non-prescription pair of Maui Jims they make, regardless of color, style, size, or price. You get a free pair of Maui Jims, whatever you want. You can pick anything from the website, non-prescription, and it is yours. So that's for our stand-up microphone questions. Also, during the break, we're going to be raffling away an amazing batch of prizes. Includes an Anza knife. We've got Aftco knives. We've got a really cool Shimano lure package. We've got a trip on the San Diego. We're giving away a really cool Maui Jim gift certificate. In addition to that, we're giving away a one-night stay in a junior suite at the Konakai Resort. We've got a $100 gift card to the Vessel Restaurant, and then our grand prize giving away today to one of our lucky participants that's in the live audience, a two-night stay in a junior suite, plus a $75 gift card to the Vessel's Restaurant.
Plus 25% off at the spa.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So we've got a two-night stay, $75 at Vessel's Restaurant, 25% off the spa, $100, and Vessel Restaurant, man, that's a great spot. Really,
they do a great job up there.
Fantastic food, great bar, just the whole atmosphere.
Kind of
really
a nice view, too.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a nice view right on the marina there. And then, of course, a staycation for you, too, a night in a junior suite, like so much stuff going on. And Adam's custom-made Konakai hats. Let's not forget those.
Yeah, got a couple of those. I'm getting into the fashion biz.
For sure. Well, let's go ahead and get things started. Tom from Temecula came down. Tom, you're first up here. Thanks for joining us here at the Konakai Resort. Appreciate that very much.
Want to remind everybody, too, if you want to join us on the phones this morning, we'll take your phone calls. That's 833-288-0973.
Indeed.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, morning, everybody. Pete, I got a question for you.
You could turn that down a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure.
All right. Yeah, I
anyway, Pete,
you
I got
too.
A question for you. Back in the 70s, fishing marlin up in the Catalina area off Newport, there was tons of marlin, big batches of feeders and tailors and all of that. And now it's more sporadic. Can you kind of speak to what the marlin stocks are like in Southern California these days? I know there was a bunch way up north there off the north end of the Channel Islands up in there, that area a few years ago. But can you speak to that question?
Sure. There seems to be in the last 10, 12, 15 years maybe, this northern push. And I don't think we get the volume of marlin here we used to. But in that same push, I think you see a lot of the Dorado and the bluefin, how that bluefin came in. And the overall striped marlin's population is really good, the Mag Bay, and there's a lot of fish now at San Pablo off Ascension. There's a big school down below Tosca. But we just don't get the volume of fish here that we used to. Some of it's been, what's coming back now, what I see is a lot more anchovies. And we're getting a lot more bonita this year. There's bonita everywhere.
Yeah, what's the story on that?
That's
it's just
great.
A cycle, huh?
Yeah, it cycles.
Yeah.
And it's in 2015, I think it was, we had that big run of marlin up at Santa Cruz. That was as good as it could get here. You know, that was like 5 years ago. But you just don't seem to get the volume that comes in the cut. I mean, it comes in the bite here. Like we used to. I mean, it was really amazing, but now it's scattered fish, and you know, they're kind of hard to target. I think a lot more guys are doing the deep drop swordfish stuff than they used to do on the marlin stuff.
But that's one of the things I was going to add to that too. Is that there's no doubt that you know there's not the huge amount where you see guys catching them all the time every day, but to you know with that there's also not the fleet of guys fishing for them like there were. You know, yeah. I mean, 20 years ago, I mean that was the common thing, and you know everybody had a 26 Blackman, and everybody was at the Marlin Club, and there was a major fleet of guys grinding up the nine and all the local banks every day, multiple boats, and we just don't have that kind of fleet. Looking the focus, especially with the tuna fishing, be so good now. There's so many more people doing that, and no doubt the volume isn't major right now. But I would think with that, if we had that same level of coverage, there'd still be you know single jig strikes here or there every day, that kind of thing. So there's I think with much less focus on
there
it,
was
that
some,
really adds to it.
When that Dorado and Yellowfin came up the beach, there was a school of marlin that came through, and it was pretty decent. Guys were getting a lot of bites. That stuff's kind of scattered out. I don't know if where it went and moved up and out, but we don't get the volume we used to. But I think it's just cycles because the baits, anchovies are back, and like we're talking about bonita, I mean there's bluefin are here. It's just a cycle, I think. And like you were saying, there's catching fish marlin off Oregon. You know,
pretty amazing. Yeah. That's Harold Davis sent me a Texas pictures of some big bluefin they caught off of Morro Bay this week too. So
yeah,
it's a big spread, right?
Yeah, the bluefin it pushed up.
Yeah,
you know, my boss has a 44 Viking up in Half Moon Bay, and we made three albacore trips and caught like 150 albacore in three trips.
How fun is that, huh, Pete?
That's great.
Yeah, you having fun up there?
Yep.
Yeah?
That little boat's,
like
that
the
little
good old
boat's
days when
yep.
we were kids?
And he was fishing salmon one day 10 miles out of Half Moon Bay, and he had like five salmon in the morning, and some guys were talking about seeing the big bluefin jumping. So he went out and put out, I think, a couple of nomads, and he caught a 150-pounder.
Gee.
Outside wow. the salmon grounds.
Outside the salmon grounds, about
so
five
cool.
miles.
That's pretty awesome.
So things are, you know, things are different, but I love to see it back here. This was a good place to fish marlin for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, Tom.
Thanks Tom.
For coming down to from Temecula. Appreciate that. Bruce from Huntington Beach is next up to step up to the mic, and Bruce, of course, is in the running for that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and you get a certificate, which basically you go on the website, you pick any pair you want of Maui Jim sunglasses, and of course, one place we do like to send people to pick out their Maui Jim sunglasses or buy Maui Jim sunglasses, Dana Landing. You have probably the most complete selection of Maui Jim sunglasses of anywhere in San
no
Diego,
doubt.
Right?
Well, certainly catered for, you know, the fishing
the angler,
industry,
right?
The angler, yeah. I mean, we definitely have, you know, some female fashion styles, but definitely I think you know, we're definitely catered towards that, you know, fishing boating person.
The other cool thing about the Dana display is, like, Steve will go in and custom order a bunch of Maui Jims. So they make a ton of different glasses, but a lot of them are, you know, if you want a gray lens, that comes with a black frame. And if you want a yellow lens, it comes with a blue frame, you know, that kind of thing. Well, Steve will go in and custom order a bunch where, like, you know, I know we really like those HT lenses, we like the gray lenses. So you'll find Mauis at Dana that don't exist in other places because you get them custom done with the right lenses. You know, again, all the stuff that the fishermen want, you know, for down here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like you're saying, you can definitely order pretty much any frame with any lens color. You know, it's going to take you a couple of weeks to get it, but that's what I do. I mean, some of the, you know, Piahi and World Cup and some of those, you know, fishing styles that a lot of people like, the big frame, I do. I get pretty much every color and every lens I try. So, yeah, I do have a really big selection.
It's the best.
Yeah, custom.
For sure. All right. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that, Bruce.
Yeah, what weather app do you guys depend on when you decide whether or where you want to go?
Weather app.
Great question.
Pete?
We use, there's a bunch of different ones, but I think the easiest one to get on and read is probably Windy TY. And they cover, they have a different shots in chlorophyll and the wind, and they have three different models. We can go down there, and they have a European model and the North American models with NAM. So there's three different looks you can get. And then there's buoy weather, sail flow. What else is there? That's about the three we use. And they're good 3-4 days out. A week out, it still can change. But if you're looking 3-4 days out, they're usually spot on.
Amazingly accurate. And what about when you're down south? Like, you're taking Total Chaos down to Cabo here next week. Does it work down there, too?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, and down there, there's another site we use down there called EEB Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And they take all the information from basically National Weather Service, National Hurricane Service, and they put it all in one website. So any of the storms that come through there, you can get satellite shots, infrared shots. It keeps a good track of the storm. So if you're down Mag this time of year, they're still active.
Yeah.
You can get on that, look and see if there's anything coming.
Yeah.
Which is really, really good. But Windy TY is probably the most easiest one to use.
And it's free and it's easy.
Yes, it's free and easy.
Pete, you
amazingly accurate. Thanks for coming down, Bruce. Appreciate that to the Konakai Resort.
I was just going to say, you turned me on to a cool thing about that is I've always just, you know, would dial up the Windy TY, but you showed me about, like, changing where you're looking at the wind gusts.
Right.
And, like, that wind gusts can be a lot different than what the sustained wind forecast is. You know, my boat is a lot smaller than all of the guys on this panel, and, you know, if it's blowing 8 or 10, that's perfectly fine, but there's a section in there where it'll also show you what wind might be occasionally gusting up to. And
yes.
So, yeah,
plus, you know, that the swell height and duration.
Totally.
Yes.
You know, if you're blowing 15 knots, but it's only, you know, 2-3 feet, then you're okay.
And
but
spread far apart.
12 knots at 6 foot at 8 seconds, yeah. And, you know. You don't want to
That's
do that.
Not very nice,
no.
Right?
Interval is one of those things that is that will get you. You know,
duration will get you.
It could be 10 or 12 feet high, but if it's, you know, 20 seconds apart, it still feels like it's a flat, calm ocean.
Yep.
Where it could be 4 feet high, but every 6 seconds, and it's rattling you around.
Not fun at all.
And being that too, you can pan out and look up, and like this time of year, you start getting the storms up in the Gulf of Alaska. And you can see the lows and the highs, and you can see what they're doing, and you can kind of get an idea, okay, this low is going to come in here, this high is going to move in here, and this low moves in, the highs will rotate toward a low, so that high might hit the beach, and we might get some wind coming down the beach from that. So you can kind of look at the overall picture, plus you can zoom in right where you are, too.
That's cool.
All right, very good. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. If you want to get through, there's your chance, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to talk to Pete Grosbeck. You have a chance to talk about the Konakai Resort. Adam and Steve are here, represent Konakai, and having a good time here down at the Konakai Resort. Still time to come down and win some of these great prizes, so join us. If you park out on the street, or you can even valet park if you want, just walk down toward the water, and you'll see us right here in the Paloma Pool.
Can't miss it. Hey, let's jump into the phones again. If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to John, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, I'm hoping Corey's there because I got a plastics question for him, and if he's not, maybe one of you can answer.
So next week, Corey will be here.
Pardon?
Next week, Corey will be here, next Saturday and Sunday, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this one, I have plastics. I've been fishing a long time. I've got so many different types and that, but the chemicals seem to be similar. So what I find is some of the plastics will start to ooze this white paste, especially if it's been on a lead head for a while. You know, not really exposed to salt water, but it just sort of breaks down. Do you guys have any idea of, you know, what that is and what's going on? So that's my question.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm certainly familiar with what you're talking to as far as the chemical compound. That for sure is a Corey question and would be a fun one to call
next week. Yeah.
And I'm sure it just has to do with the material used. You know, there's lots of different types of plastic and ratios of, you know, hardeners and things like that that those guys use. So I couldn't tell you, but definitely definitely a good Corey question.
Give a call next week and we'll cover you on that one.
Ricky, you know,
John,
you fix that. You go to Fisherman's Landing, you get a handful and buy them.
Yeah, you just get new ones.
Or now don't you sell them at Dana Landing?
We do.
And also East County Bait and Tackle
too.
You
got it.
Yeah. So, all right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, welcome back to the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And Catchport today is sponsored by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Now through October 16th, while supplies last, get 25% off smoked fish and tuna jerky. That big sale is valid at their Liberty Station location, or you can call them with a phone order at 215-355-3218, and they'll ship it to you. Get 25% off smoke or jerky tuna while supplies last, in-store, or they'll ship it to you. Just call Fisherman's Processing and take advantage
of
that.
That's a good deal.
That's a heck of a deal, right? Hey, Cashman, welcome back.
Hey, man, don't pay the ransom. I escaped.
Yes. Yeah, we finally got him out. Yeah, so he's back, and great to have you back with us with the Baja Fish Report, Cashman.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and of course there's some fishing really took off there down in San Jose del Cabo. That's the only report I got in for this week. As we get into rest of October, November, December, then we'll start getting more reports in for Mazatlan, Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, Cancun, and so forth. But the Wahoo really turned on this past week there up and around the Iman Bank, being around the San Luis Banks there, just outside the San Jose del Cabo there, about a 35-minute run from the marina there. A couple of boats had six Wahoo, a lot of boats with two, threes, and, of course, the tuna still biting very, very well over at the Iman Bank, either using dead or live sardinas or the chunk, the big Humboldt squid chunks of squid. Doing real well. Of course, there are striped marlin, some blue marlin mixed in with them, just outside the local banks there, out around the inner Gordo and the outer Gordo banks, and La Dorado. Also, I did get a report in from Loreto. There's tons of Dorado up there, but there are a lot of dinks. You know, you can get one 20, 22 inches, you know, but that's those you just got to let go. You just can't keep those. But so, like I said, but just kind of let everybody know, Cabo's been open now since the end of June for travel down there and fishing. Hotels are open. Restaurants are open. We've had quite a few clients that are starting to go down there. East Cape is the same thing. La Paz is also opened up. So there's, you know, you can get down there. Some great airfares out of L.A. and San Diego. Alaska, United, American, are, you know, there's some really good fares, you know, $250, $300 round trip. So some really, really good airfares going on. You know, and like I tell people, if you're going to be going down into the Baja, just make sure you go by all of the protocols that we use here. Make sure you take your masks, you know, and just your hand sanitizers, and you shouldn't have any problems at all, you know, with the COVID down there. But like I said, it's some great fishing going on down there, and I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. So awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, and yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. I know we have our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular and our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Lanero Spring Spectacular next week, which got moved to the Fall Spectacular. So we're doing dual tournaments next week in the East Cape. So Baja is on. Like you say, airfares are fantastic, especially on Valeris out of Tijuana, out of the CBX. And time to get go fishing in Baja, Castman. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with Cast Tours, I know you and the girls are fully operational, ready to send people on their dream fishing vacation. How do we do that?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention before we do that, Pete, that I do have one spot left on our Ixtapa, correction, our El Salto largemouth bass trip, January 26th to 30. Anybody wants to join you and I? And of course, Steve Pinard, he'll be with us on that.
Corey Sandin,
Ed Corey, yeah. So I got one spot that we can team you up with an individual there. And,
Tommy P's coming even? Wow, it's like an all-star cast, huh?
Well, especially since I'm going. You know.
Since Cass is
sure.
Going, yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And, excuse me, I look forward to speaking to you guys next week.
All right. Very, very good. Welcome back, Castman. Glad to have you back, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that very much. All right.
It just feels better when Cass is on it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, as you can hear, we got a great show going for you. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973, and let's not forget the text option, too. If you want to text the show, very easy. Just get the Let's Talk Hookup app. As we always say, it's free to download. Awesome way to listen to the show. And right on the Let's Talk Hookup app, you'll see the option of texting the show. So if you don't feel like waiting on hold, or maybe you're just not wanting to go on the air, shoot a text over to Pete. Always try to let us know your name and information, what you want to, and we're not able to reply back to you, but it's a great way to participate in the show.
For sure. And if you come down here at the Konakai Resort, see Tommy and the Cowboy over here when you first get here, and grab a ticket for the giveaways that we're giving away. We're giving away some amazing prizes this morning just for showing up.
That's it.
All you have to do is just go see Tommy over here, grab a ticket, make sure you get a ticket, and we'll be raffling off some amazing prizes, including a two-night stay and a junior suite at the Konakai Resort.
How cool
right
is that?
Here. Huh? That's pretty fantastic. We have an interesting text question for us, Pete, and this is from the one and only John Kupta. He said, I learned to fish the coast from Mike Grosbeck and Chuck Gillum aboard the Prowler. Was he related to Pete? Mike was a great guy in 1972.
Oh, yeah. My brother bought the Prowler from Chuck Gillum.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was your brother.
Oh, yeah. We used to, back then it was, the springtime is yellowtail fishing, and I was working on the yachts at the time, but he called me up and he says, okay, get the boys. The yellowtail are starting to bite, so we'd get who we could and go out Coronados and try to, build up some counts.
That's awesome.
To get the season started.
I remember back then in the early days when we were fishing in the 60s and stuff, I remember you in your little wooden boat, the Bacaruda, right, catching marlin and stuff. You used to catch them like right out front, yellowtail full speed at the kelp and everything, right?
Yellowtail, and then you go out the nine, there's albacore on the nine, and
there was a
weather buoy outside La Jolla.
Yeah.
And you had a CB radio and a compass, so you'd run to find the weather buoy and just troll around the weather buoy all day because he knew how to get there and back. That's all he had to go.
Before GPS, before Loran.
Yeah, and then Buzz and Nick bought the boat from my brother.
From your brother?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Amazing. I didn't know that. That's quite the history, for sure. Let's go ahead and bring up Dan from El Cajon. Dan, thanks for coming down. Appreciate you joining us here at the Konakai Resort.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Love this place. We don't miss it every time it comes up.
It is a beautiful spot.
Couple things. Prayers to our president and the first lady for a fast recovery. And congratulations to those Padres.
Right? Yeah, good call, man.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
So my questions are, best fishing glasses, which ones do you recommend from Maui Jim? And also, what's the cost of the boat slip, and what's the minimum size?
Steven, why don't you cover the Maui Jim and let Adam cover the...
It's definitely one of those things you need to come in and try everything on.
I mean,
there's different frames fit different heads. I have a big head, and I like a big temple, so actually this is the pair of
World Cup that that's my favorite. I mean, I remember the first time they showed me it, I said that's a home run.
I'll wear those forever.
Yeah, I have. That's the only pair I've ever worn. That being said, you literally, and that's any brand of sunglasses, you need to go in and
what
try them all.
The glass.
Again, it's how, like, I like a gray lens is the darkest one, and it's way too dark for me. I like a HTL bronze, but if I'm out fishing, I want an HT. It lets the most in. Again, something you got to go into a store, and you know, you don't have to do it at my store. You go into any sunglass, you know, one of those warehouses, go out and try them all on. Go outdoors and see what you think about your eyes. And I would try, you know. Try all models. You know, there's some other colors, but I think gray is your darkest. HCL bronze is kind of your middle, and the HT is going to let the most light through.
But don't forget the blue Hawaii and the Maui green too.
Agree.
My two favorites for on the water are the blue Hawaii and the Maui green. They're mirrored lenses, but they're kind of about the same contrast as the bronze. But I think you can see kelp patties a little better with them, in my
Ricky,
opinion.
You like the green, right?
Yeah, I say it all the time. Yep. Like, this is what I wear every day of my life. These are the frames of Byron Bay, and the color's gray. Like, I guess you'd say sun sensitive. So, like, I really like it to be darkened up as much as I can if I'm driving or just whatever. Like, my normal pair of Maui Jims is just a gray lens. On the water, I like that green mirror. I say the same thing. It's a little too flashy for me for just driving down the road, but on the boat, I'm confident, at least for me, that that's the best pair. I really, really like them.
Adam, what about the slips here?
So the smallest slip we have here is 30 feet, and it starts at $24.50 per foot and goes up from there. But, you know, it's one of those things, too, where you're also getting the whole resort experience. So it's a little
You get
different.
A membership to the resort, practically, right? Not a full membership. But
yeah, they don't like to use the word membership because they're selling those separately. But it's basically you get most of the membership rewards. You know, you get the pool, you get the workout facility, you get use of all the hotel amenities, and you get discounts at everything the resort provides. So, you know, restaurant, hotel guests, all that stuff is discounted for you.
You're buying a lot more than a parking spot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And a beautiful, clean marina, well-maintained and safe and parking.
Yeah, and the thing is, we have the most parking on Shelter Island for as far as marinas go.
Yeah, for sure.
It's definitely a great place. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for coming down.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to in California. Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hopebridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
All right. It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're here at the Kona Kai Resort, right here with Mr. Total Chaos here, Pete Grossbeck. And I know you're a Shimano fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use all the way from the smallest ones to the biggest ones.
Casting for a Marlin, is there anything better than a Trinidad?
No, Trinidad. We use Trinidad 30s on our bow casters. Casting rods made at Fisherman's Landing. And then we use the 20s for our pitch baits and
for
our ballyhoos and then for, you know, dropbacks. And then our 25s and 50s used for tuna. And, you know, we were using the other day, even fishing a smaller tuna, we had the Talca 25s. And we had the went through vet butts.
Yeah.
And you just put them in your back hole and drop the tips down. You know, so you don't have to band them down and everything. And it's we've got it all.
These guys catch tuna that are far too large to be caught with Talica 25s when they do their Puerto Vallarta trips.
But they catch
trips.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, they fish for fish that are way too big with those reels, but they still somehow hold up and catch big ones. We're talking, you know, 250 pounders on 25s. It's pretty cool. It's
pretty
fun to watch.
Shimano's all about. The best there is. Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, we're live here at the Kona Kai, beautiful Shelter Island in San Diego, and what a perfect day for this, too. I mean, the best facility on a day like today is no reason not to come down. Still plenty of time, another full hour. Come join us this morning, man.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Okay, I still have some great prizes, including the grand prize, two-night stay in a junior suite, and $75 at Vessels Restaurant. Oh, it's just fantastic food at Vessels Restaurant. Steve and I ate a lot there, right?
Yeah, they do a great job.
Yeah, they do fantastic. And then also the spa here at the Kona Kai, really a great spa, too. Yeah, really fantastic.
Yep.
So lots of time to come down and win some great prizes. We have Anza knives, and we have Shimano gift packs and Maui Jim prize packages. A lot of great stuff to give away. Just when you get here, just see Tommy and Cowboy there, and they'll give you a ticket. And you get a ticket, and during the breaks, we're going to do a drawing and give away some great prizes. Pete Grossbeck is here. Dockmaster Adam's here. And Steve, having a great time. Harry came from La Jolla. Harry, you're next up right here on Let's Talk Hookup, here live at the Kona Kai Resort in Shelter Island.
Hi, Harry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lobster season started just a couple hours ago.
Yeah, right.
About an hour. Yeah, just about 2 hours.
On a direct vertical draw or pull, is a flat hoop net better than the conical?
Adam's a big hooper. Come on, Adam. What do you think? What do you use?
I will be going hoop netting tonight for the first time in 10 years.
Oh, okay.
And I bought a bunch of the conicals.
Yeah.
Anytime I ever use the flat nets, they seem to change shape underneath, and the bait can be way off to the side or even outside of the trap. And, you know, we all know the bottom of the bay isn't completely flat everywhere. So I think you up your chances, but please, everybody out there, do not take fishing advice from me.
Ricky and I hoop a lot, and conical nets are really the way to go. But if you're, but the good point is, if you're fishing super shallow, the flat nets. A lot of the guys really like the flat nets.
If you're in old school skilled hoop netter, and there's you know, like anything, there are guys that learn it and are better at that. There's no denying that a flat net allows for easier access for the lobsters to get to your bait. You know, a conical net, they have to crawl up the side of the net and then crawl into the bait. If they're active and they're moving, they're going to do that just fine. And then once they're in there, they have a much easier time of staying inside the net. A flat net allows them the easiest access to your bait. With all of that said, you can screw up the pull on a flat net so easily. Coming back on it, any kind of angle, like Adam said, if there's a lot of current and the net is shifting as it comes down, the bottom end of the ring will be skewed from the top end. So when they're crawling on the bait and you try to lift it, it almost bounces them off. The conical offers so many advantages. Except, the easiest access to the bait. I use nothing but the conical now, just because it's just so much easier.
And I like the Promar XL.
Ambush.
The Ambush XL.
Ambush is
the one.
Yeah.
And you guys have those at Dana Landing?
We do, yes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of flat nets for sale.
you have a lot of hooping gear right now, right?
We sold a lot of hooping gear last night.
I can imagine.
I know.
Yeah, it was crazy.
A lot of bait, too.
We underestimated how popular the hooping thing was going to be this year. I'll be totally honest. Like, it tends, like, the success of selling hoop net gear kind of tends to, for at least for us, dictate on how well the tuna fishing is. And when tuna fishing is as good as it has been, we usually sell a little bit less hoop netting gear. More guys are fired up about going and tuna fishing. We were wrong, and we sold everything we had last night. Yeah.
Pete Grossbeck, you go hooping?
No.
Pete, there's one thing I know about Pete.
Night times for sleeping.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Pete's got one rule that I know about him with fishing, and that's exactly it.
I remember discussing sea bass fishing with you, and you said night times for vampires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Night times for sleeping.
Yeah, for
sure. Adam, I have one quick question for you. Is there any on-site storage?
That's a good point. We do actually have storage lockers available. If you have a boat here, you can rent storage.
Well, I'm thinking more of my kayak.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have anything to accommodate a kayak. We don't have any racks or anything like that on the dock. It's something we've discussed in the past. We're looking at it, but as of right now, we just don't have anything to store kayaks.
So for people that have boats here, though, you do have storage lockers that people can store things?
Yeah, we do. We have small storage lockers on site.
Okay.
And, since we're talking about that, we got laundry, too.
Yep.
And
showers.
Restroom facilities.
Yeah. What? Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi,
yeah,
which I'm on right now.
Yeah. And it works because you can hear us.
And it works, yeah. And also I might mention, too, you do allow certain numbers of liverboards here, too.
Yes, we do allow liverboards.
But you screen the liverboards very carefully.
We do. We our minimum size for a liverboard is a 45-foot, and, we really wanted it to be the equivalent of a one-bedroom house in San Diego.
Talk about resort living.
Yeah, exactly. And the people that do live aboard, they're living there because they love the boating lifestyle. It's
right.
Not a shelter, which becomes a liability.
Right.
These are avid boaters that maintain their boats and use them, as opposed to a sailboat with no mast and a bunch of cats wandering around
They're also living down here, and it really helps with security.
Absolutely.
No question.
All the people that should be on the dock shouldn't be on the dock.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't
That's
think about
really
that.
Helped.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is a criteria. I do give them my cell phone number. A lot of boats have been saved and situations averted by the watchful eye of the liverboards.
Yes.
Hats off to them because literally they have saved boats from sinking and situations from escalating. I mean, they're a great asset.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You get a call about a boat that's listing because a bilge pump just died, and to no one's fault, but it's always nice to have somebody keeping an eye on things.
Yep. Shore power cord falls out, batteries die.
Yeah, things happen.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more stand-up mics, and we're going to check in with the catch port. We'll find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup live from the Kona Kai on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid hogany body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.